guess that's where the kids
ready.
Is it probably gonna be a little light?
Got it?
We gotta put it under here. Put it under here. The flashlight, over here.
Ready? Oh, yeah, Shemley.
Sitting to the right of me is my cousin Yonatan Erkin Shlita, and my old time neighbor David Rosenwasser from Chicago, all the way from Chicago, came to join us tonight to get chizuk, to get inspiration from you guys. I came to see you guys. And what it means to be guys who are learning day and night in Eretz Yisrael, in the Kedusha. And tonight we have a tremendous chus. We get to sit together in the middle of Elul, and we get to grow. We get to realize who we are. Tonight's about who we are. It's the beginning of Zman. It's the beginning of Zman also of Tshuva. There's a lot going on. Zman of Torah, Zman of Tshuva. And I want to share tonight with you guys. I had a schus, a big schus. Me and Yonatan also. Rosh Chodesh Elul, was a week ago? It's crazy, it was a week ago. We had the schus to be with Shlomo Katz in Uman, by the Kedushas Levi, by the Baal Shem. And Yonatan probably agrees, our hearts were opened. And I want to take you there with me. I want to bring them here to Eretz Yisrael. If our hearts were open there, in the Ukraine, lo aleinu, then imagine if we bring Rav Nachman, and the Baal Shem, and the Kedushas Levi, and Rav Nassan, and we bring them to Eretz Yisrael, to Shalabim. Imagine what could happen to us. And I want to share with you. I want to share with you their Torahs. I want to share with you how their Torahs are the key to our success in Limud HaTorah and Tshuva. And I think that our success begins, like I said, understanding who we are and what we could accomplish. I want to read to you a piece from Rav Nachman, from Meshivas Nefesh, Os Yud. Listen to this. It's going to tell us something about ourselves we never knew about. It's going to tell us a mistake that probably most of us here in this room make, including myself. Masharov b'nei Adam toim ba'atzman v'sovrim. Many people make a mistake and they think shenasham eina kedosha misharsha, that they are not holy, that their nefesh is not holy. V'koshalem l'shuva l'Hashem. And it's hard to them to return to the tshuva takarish baruch hu dios is tzaddik who is kosher. It's hard for them to feel that they're holy, that they're kosher. Kimo shar tzaddikim uchshem, like the tzaddikim. Mean our tzaddikim, there's Rav Nachman's, Baal Shem Tov, Rav Kook. But me, Dani Abel, who am I? I'm not kosher. What can I accomplish? Listen to what Rav Nachman says. What do we say? We look at all these tzaddik and we say, we can't be them. They're tzaddikim. I'm a pasha to yid. I'm a benoni. But listen to what he says. And we say, ki hayin neshama kedusha menorah. You know, we say, we look at tzaddik and we say, that tzaddik, that person, Rav Yamer, he came out kadosh. He came out, when he came out of his mother's womb, he was saying, Ana Avda Kedusha Brichu. That's what he was saying when he came out. And he's probably wearing tefillin and a talis and mamis, you know, singing up and jumping up and down. That's what, because he grew up, he came out of tzaddik. His neshama is holy. And what we say is, the only way you could be kadosh, the only way you could be great, it's only if you're kadosh when you're born. And then Rav Nachman says, the MS in okain. That's not true. That's a fantasy that we create. So listen to the sweet words of Rav Nachman. Ki ikur tikus a tzaddik. You want to know what makes a tzaddik? It's by working. It's by struggling. It's by falling. For years, for days, for weeks and years, day in and day out, struggling and getting up. Falling but conquering. They get to a point where they don't fall anymore because they're able to fall down, get up, and they realize that their strength. And then they become a tzaddik. They hear about tefillah v'sachanunim ha'shezach, and they daven day in and day out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make me great. Please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me realize my greatness. Let me see the Torah I can accomplish. Let me realize the closest I can have to you. Listen to this. V'chol Adam Yachol Lios Kemosa. Is it a chair? You have a chair? Bershus Avimori, my father. Listen to this. V'chol Adam Yachol Lios Kemosa. Every person, every single Jew has the ability to be like them. To be great. To reach godless. To accomplish. It doesn't mean you'll be exactly like them, but it means that you could do something great. You could do something unbelievable. Ki habechira chash, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us bechira, gave us a choice to be good or bad, to be small or big, to be little or great. That decision is in our hands, says Rav Nachman. All of us could be great. What the problem is, we look at ourselves as small people. I want to say a Torah from the Kedushas Levi that I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Moshe Rothschild, the Rav who came on the trip with us. We said this amazing Kedushas Levi. It says that Noach, Rashi tells us, Noach, Af Noach mekatni amuna haya, that Noach had no amuna. The Kedushas Levi says, what do you mean Noach had no amuna? It doesn't make any sense. Why? Why? Somebody want to say why? Noach is a tzaddik. How could the tzaddik not have a muna? And how could he not have a muna and daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says he never daven, that the flood should stop. Why didn't he daven? And listen to the words of the Kedushas Levi. Yeshnei mine tzaddikim she'ovdim avore. There are two types of tzaddikim that serve God. Yitzadik she'ovdim avore. There's a tzaddik who serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein lo cheshek rak v'os oved avore. All he wants to do is serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umay min she'isul koach bel yonim mahani golamor katzono. He realizes I have a relationship with Hashem. And not only do I have a relationship with Hashem, I have the ability to change things in Shemayim. It's not that Hashem is the boss and I'm this little thing. I'm there with Him, working with Him. He sees His tzidkos, He sees His godlos. And then there's another type of tzaddik. The tzaddik echot she'ovid baruch hu. There's somebody who serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu, shefel be'ini atzmam on mode, and he looks at himself as a nobody. He knows he has a relationship, but he says, but compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing, I'm a nobody. And that type of tzaddik doesn't have the self-esteem, the self-confidence to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm on your team, I'm with you, I'm a partner with you. And he can't daven because he thinks he's a nobody. Noach was a tzaddik. But Noach didn't realize the godless he had. That he could change worlds. And sometimes we're like Noach. We know we're great. People tell us we're great. We have the ability to accomplish. We're so great, 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 great. Okay, but at the end of the day, I'm a nobody. You could change the world. You could change everything. That power is given to us. I want to tell you a beautiful mashal, the Kedushas Levi. A mashal, I think, who tells us, can tell us a little bit of who we are, of what gives us the right to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tell Him what we want. Oh. Rava Bernana. Oh, Ari. My brother-in-law, Tzvi. We're about to say a muscle of the Kedushas Levi to tell us what it means to be a Jew. We started blowing the shofar. Rosh Chodesh Elul, we started blowing the shofar. What's the shofar? The Kedushas Levi says an unbelievable muscle. There's a king. And there's a king who wants to go away. He wants quiet. He tells all of his bodyguards, all of his ministers, leave me alone. I'm going to the forest. I'm going by myself. And the king goes into the forest. And the king doesn't know his way around the forest. And he gets lost. And the king needs to get back to the palace. He's the king. And he starts going to all the peasants. And he asks the peasants, where's the palace? Tell me, where's the palace? And all the peasants laugh at him. You're a peasant. Get out of here. He was wearing peasant clothes. They didn't know he was the king. And he went to all the peasants saying, please bring me back to the palace. Please bring me back to the palace. All of them just shoot him away. Except for one peasant. One peasant realized, wait a second. This is the king. And this one peasant takes the king and he brings him back to the palace. And the king says, thank you so much. I want you to be my second in command. I want you to run my kingdom. Take off your peasant clothing, put on royal clothing, come into my palace and run my kingdom. And this peasant comes in, he takes off his peasant clothing, he goes into the kingdom, he runs the palace, and a year later the king comes and he says, I want to see what's happening in my kingdom. And he comes to his kingdom, and he realizes it's falling apart. He realizes that the guy who he put second in command was stealing money, wasn't enforcing the rules, and his kingdom completely collapsed. And the king said, tomorrow is Yom HaDin. Tomorrow, we're giving you a sentence. And he comes the next day and he tells him, you're going to get killed. We're going to hang you. You have any last wishes? Listen to what the peasant says. The peasant tells the king, I deserve to die, you're right. Please, I want to die the way I came into this palace. You know what? My whole life I was a peasant. For 1 year I was second in command. Let me die in my peasant clothing. And the king says, that's your last request. Besimcha. And he gives him his peasant clothing, and he comes out to the gallows. Everybody's cheering, kill him, kill him, kill him. And the king says, stop. Everybody says, what? He has to die. And the king says, look at his clothing. Look at those peasants' clothing. Do you know what those clothing are? Those are the clothing he wore when he brought me to the palace. When he brought me back to my glory, no one would bring me back to the palace, he brought me back. And he deserves to die, but without him I'd be nothing. And without him I wouldn't be here, he deserves to live. And he brought him back and he gave him another chance. Says the Kedushas Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to this world. And he went to every nation in the world and said, bring me to the palace. Bring my kingdom to this world. And all the peasants said, get out of here. What's in your Torah? Get out of here. We don't want you. There was one nation, guys. Us. And we all said, every person in this room, Nasa v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to bring you back into this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to bring me to the world? You love me? You care about me? You'll be Mamleches Kohanim Goy Kadosh. You're going to be a holy nation. You're going to be second in command. You're going to run the kingdom. You're going to bring me to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your peasant clothing. You're the Am Segula. You're my treasured people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go. Run my world. And you know what happens? Comes Rosh Hashanah. Comes El. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's Yom HaDin. What's going on with my kingdom? And he looks into all of our years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what's going on? I gave you health. I gave you wealth. I gave you everything you needed. What did you do? My kingdom is falling apart. You didn't bring me to the world. And we come to Rosh Hashanah. We all deserve Misa. Because none of us have been using our potential 100%. We know what we do? Says the Kedushas Levi. We blow the shofar. What's blowing the shofar? Blowing the shofar is putting on our peasant's clothing. You know what happened when we said Nasa v'nishma at Har Sinai? You guys know what was blowing in the background? Shofros. And when we blow the shofar, we're telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve Misa. But don't forget what I did. I said Nasa v'nishma. That's the real me. The real me has the ability to bring you to this world, to have a relationship with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the tekios. And he says, ah, that's who you are. And you deserve death. But you're going to live. You're going to live because you brought me to this world. Chevra, that's our greatness. We could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei Amlachim into this world. We say the pinnacle of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol. During the week we never say it. Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol, right? The pinnacle is V'edata V'Hashavos L'Avecho, V'edata Yom Hashavos L'Avecho. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the King. B'Shamayim, up in Shamayim Ima'al, in the greatest heights. And here in this world, they know you're also in this world. But who brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world? Chevra, it's us. The only way we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is through us. That's our koach. That's our simcha. And that's what we have to realize as we walk into Elul. As we walk into a new year of yeshiva, to realize we're great because our whole existence is here to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. It's all about greatness. But many of us think we're stuck. I can't bring greatness. You don't know what I did this past summer. You don't know what I looked at, what I saw, what I thought about. Me? And the Baal Tanya thought the same thing. The Baal Tanya was sitting in prison. And the Baal Tanya was giving up hope. He said, I'm sitting here in prison. I'm not meant to spread Torah. I'm not meant to spread Chassidus, to spread the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the story goes, it's machlokas if Eliyahu HaNavi came to him in a dream, or the Baal Shem Tov came to a dream. Maybe they're the same people. We're by the Baal Shem Tov, so we'll say it's the Baal Shem Tov. It's better that way. The Baal Shem Tov came to him in a dream, and he told him the most unbelievable words. Vayafutzu ma'inasech ha'chutzu. Open up the springs inside of you. There are springs that are alive inside of us, of fire, of Torah, of Kedusha, of Tahara. And he told them, don't stop. You're in jail. Don't stop. And he brought fire and Torah and Kedusha to the world. And the Baal Tanya wasn't just talking. Sorry, the Baal Shem Tov wasn't talking just to Baal Tanya. He's talking to every single one of us who find ourselves in jail, who find ourselves lost, confused, not having confidence. And he's telling us and he's screaming at us, Vayafutzu ma'inasecha chutza. You all have so much potential. You have so much kedusha. You have so much tahara. You all have the ability to be close. Just let it out. Show yourself. Kosh Baruch Hu knows. Show yourself. And Baal Shem Tov says another beautiful thing. In his will, he says an unbelievable thing. Habechi hira ma'od sha'adam tzarech la'avod b'simcha. Crying is not a good thing. Because we're supposed to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. What does that mean? We shouldn't cry? No. But listen to what he says. Rak habechi hi mechma simcha as tova hu hu ma'od. If the crying comes from simcha, if the crying comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know I could become close to you. And I will become close to you. And when you do become close to him, you cry. It's like somebody, my father he went from the north of Israel all the way to Yerushalayim, the south of Israel, all to Yerushalayim on a bike. Okay, I'm sure there are times that you want to just cry out of pain. But the types of tears that the Baal Shem Tov is speaking about is probably when he reached Yerushalayim. And after all the work and after all the toil, he realized he can do it. He got to the finish line. The tears that we cry are, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can become close to you. I have a relationship with you. All my hard work is worth it because I'm with you. I'm one with you. And he says, you always have to be basimcha. Even when you do an avera afterwards, you have to be basimcha and you have to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's waiting for you to return. Let me tell a story. I told you the story. Maybe some of you have heard this story. But this is the story. I said this when we were by Rav Nachman and Uman. I said this story. Because I think the story defines Rav Nachman. But I also think the story defines Elul and Rosh Hashanah and allows us to understand the simcha of tears that we're going to have. There was a guy, a true story, a man, a lawyer, walks onto a train 8 o'clock in the morning in Pennsylvania, jam-packed train. He gets on the train, he sits down, a lawyer sits down, there's one chair, the only chair available on the train that's open is next to him. The train is about to go. The doors are about to close. A man runs in and stands up. And the door is closed. And this lawyer looks and he sees this guy, very disheveled, pale, doesn't look so great. And he asks him, you want to come sit down? He says, no, I'm okay. He says, okay. The train keeps on going, a couple stops. 20 minutes later, he says, again, you want to sit down? No, I'm good. Leave me alone. This lawyer says, I can't give up. And he tells him again, 45 minutes into this train ride, please come sit down. He's like, okay, you know what? I'm tired. Fine, I'll sit down. And the train starts going. And the guy sits down next to him. And the lawyer says to him, he says, everything okay? Okay? He says, no, please leave me alone. He says, no, come on, please. I'm here for you. If you need something, please. And the disheveled guy said, so, you know, he started to trust him. And he said, no, let me tell you what's going on. He said, I used to be, when I was a kid, I was one of those like kind of geeky kids. Sit in my basement, play video games, very into computers, did a little programming. And my parents were always yelling at me, get out, go play with people. Like I always rebelled against my parents, said, no, leave me alone. I just want to sit in the basement. That was good for like when he was 10, 12, but when he got 15, 16, 17, his parents said, go out. He said, no. He said, leave me alone. He got into such a fight with his parents. That he ran away, and he left. He said, let me tell you what happened. I left my parents' house. I was a computer programmer. I created a massive computer program that made millions of dollars. I so quickly made millions. I found myself with all this money. I got married. You want to know what my relationship was like with my parents? They weren't at my wedding. I stopped speaking to them. And I had a kid. And life was great, amazing, unbelievable, until one day. One day, I invested too much of my money into someone that was not trustworthy. And I lost my money. And I told my wife, and I came home the next day, and she was gone. All of her stuff was out of the house. And I went in 1 minute from the top of the world to the bottom of the world. I used up my last pennies and I found myself in the street. I found myself eating out of garbage cans. And I was in a park and I was just lying on a bench just hoping God would take me. And a man came up to me and he said, are you okay? And I told him, I trusted this guy and I told him everything that happened. I told him I have nothing left in the world. I just want to sit on this bench and then that's it. All my life to be over. And this man said to him, did you try reaching out to your parents? He said, yo, I can't talk to my parents. You don't know what I did to my parents. If you knew what I did to my parents don't want to see me. He said, why don't you try? And this disheveled man turns away and said, listen, I listened to this guy. I said, I can't do that. I can't talk to my parents face to face. I said, I'm going to write them a letter. And I'm going to tell them. Our house is situated right next to the train stop. And next to our house is a massive oak tree. I will be passing that oak tree at this time, on this day, on this train. And I can't handle any more rejection. If you want me, hang a white string on that oak tree. And if I see that white string, I know that you want me back. And I'll come. I'm sorry. And I'm ready to live with you. But if not, I'm going to keep on going. And the shovel man turns to the lawyer, and at this point, he's shaking and sweating. And there are tears in his eyes. And he says, the next stop is my house. The next stop, I'm going to know what my parents want. He starts shaking uncontrollably and he says, sir, please, turns to the lawyer, please, sir, can you look for me? I can't do it. I can't. The imam, he's in a ball, he's shaking. He says, sure. He's holding his hand. And the train slows down. And the brakes bring the train to a halt. And the lawyer looks up and he grabs his friend that he just met. He tells him, look. And he looks out the window. And the entire oak tree is filled with white flags. Covered in white flags. Because a parent never lets go of their child. A parent always lets their child come back home. Elul is the white flags. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, come home. You stabbed me in the back. You let me down. But I love you. And I want you. And I care about you. And I don't want you to suffer with all your sins. I want you to change and I want you to come back home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here is the present called tshuva. Here is the ability to come back home. Here's the ability to be one with me again. Here's the ability for you to realize who you are. And for us to be reunited. That's the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. It's scary because there's a lot on the line. But it's besimcha because I can come back home. And there's a simcha knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me. He cares about me. And it's a simcha of knowing Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made us so special. You've dilanu min atolim and you made us different than the rest of the world. V'nosan lanu toraso, toras emes. V'chaye ovo nota b'socheinu. You gave us a Torah because inside of all of us is a piece of Kedusha. Is it a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the simcha is to know that I have that peace inside of me that's ready to come out. We have a lot more to say. We don't have time. The way this happens is through hard work. I have more Reb Nachman's to say. I have more Kedushas Levi's to say. I have a lot more. I actually have even a Chafetz Chaim to say. Can I say one Chafetz Chaim? Yeah? Is it, huh? Yeah. Chafetz Chaim was really a chassid. By the way, he's quoting on Arizal. Actually, it's not Chafetz Chaim. Sorry, the Shari Tshuva. It was next to the Mishnah Berurah. So it's the Chafetz Chaim's neighbor. What is? We talked about tears of Simcha. I want to tell you about a different type of tears. This is unbelievable. I'm learning Hilchos Shabbos. I just came out yesterday. I was learning. I was sitting. I had a couple minutes. I was learning. I am bear hated b'shem kavanos Arizal. Listen what the Arizal says. Hazeyas od mazia b'tzarchei Shabbos him segula l'mechikas avonos kimohadimos. That the sweat that a person experiences when he's preparing for Shabbos. You guys haven't experienced this yet. B'zai Hashem, when you have a house and three kids and you're running back and forwards and you have 2 minutes till Shkia, okay, and you're schwitzing. Says the Arizal, that schwitz, that sweat, it's like tears. Tears have the ability to wipe away all sins. Like the tears that maybe some of us will experience on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that when a person works hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sweats, and he puts in the time, and the effort, and the energy, day in, day out, one line of Gemara, a Tosfos, the Rishonim, the Achronim, some Rav Kook, some Achshava, line by line, day by day. That Shvitz has the same koach as the tears that you're going to shed on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We have a schus this year to Shvitz. But we don't just have a schus to Shvitz. I'm going to end with one last thing. Now I'm going to Mori Barabi Rav Moshe Weinberger from his Elul Fabrikah that he had a couple days ago. It's not just enough that we work hard and that we realize our kochos. But this whole week's parsha is about going to war. And when we say when we go to war, kitetzi machanel evecho, when the machanel, when the camp goes out to war, what does it mean when the camp goes out to war? When you go out to war. And the Mefarshim say, kitetzi machanel evecho, kste yotze havi yotze b'machanel, that when you go out to war, when you go out to fight, you need to go out as a machane, as a camp. Not as an individual, but as a group of people. And this war is not a physical war. I mean, it is a physical war. We're talking about all wars. The physical wars and the spiritual wars. The wars where we try to grow. And we're all trying to grow. And we're all trying to realize our greatness. And we're all trying to be a futsumay nesecha chutz. We're all doing that. But it doesn't work unless you're a machane. Unless you work together. Unless everybody together, dibu chaverim, that everybody's encouraging each other, that everybody's working together with each other, and not just in this yeshiva, that every Jew that you see, whether he's religious, not religious, Ashkenaz, Svar, Haredi, Dati Leumi, whatever he is, then you're going out with the machaneh. That you're bringing people along. Because that's the only way we can succeed. And that's what we say in the David Hashem Ori. That when all our enemies come to get us, Bikrov Allah, Mireim, Lechos, Besari, when all my enemies come to swallow me up, Him a Kashuv and a Father, they're going to fall. How are they going to fall? Listen to this. If I go under the banner of the machane, if I come together with the with Klal Yisrael, if I come together with everybody in the yeshiva, lo yireh libi, I won't be scared. If a melchama comes, it's this koach of the machane that I believe in. And then after that we say, Hashem, you know what the only tefillah we have is? Shifti beveis Hashem. That I sit in the house of God. What's the house? The house is a place that has groups of people in it. It's not just one person. It's a machane. That's what we realize in Elul. We'll finish with one last story that Moshe said. Story. Is the Dibre Shmuel Mislanim. Dibre Shmuel Mislanim. Imagine this. Erev Yom Kippur, it was Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre. Everybody's sitting, all the Hasidim are waiting in the Beis Medrash. In the room next door, the Rebbe was sitting there. And that time before Kol Nidre is a time of tefillah, of getting ready, of preparation. And the Rebbe wasn't coming out. The Dibre Shmuel Mislanim wasn't coming out. And all the Hasidim were like, even for the Hasidim, it was like Pastor Beinu Tam saying, they were like freaking out. You know what I mean? Like they were like saying, come on, what's with this man? What's with this man? You know what I mean? Like, you know it's bad when that happens. And one Chassid just couldn't handle it anymore. Just Mamash was like freaking out. And he all of a sudden finds himself in the room. He somehow, the Gabayim were looking, somehow he's in the room with the Dibre Shmuel. The Dibre Shmuel has this talis over his head. And this Chassid comes to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I don't know how to enter Yom Kippur. I don't know how to enter this holy day. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And the Rebbe turns to him, to this Pashat Yid, and he says, I was thinking the same exact thing. And I was sitting in this room, I don't know how to do this day. I don't know how to get through this day. And I'm sitting here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do I get through this day? How do I get through this day? And he turned to this Chassid and said, you can't get through this day. And I can't get through this day by ourselves. But together, we'll get through this day. And together, we'll know what to do. And he grabbed this Yid's hand. And they say it's brought down that they marched into the Beis Medrash. They say that was the holiest Kol Nidre, the holiest Yom Kippur that they experienced in Slonim. Chevra, we should be zocha to see our greatness. We should be able to see other people's greatness. And we should be able to hold hands together and march forward through Elul, to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, through the whole year, and achieve godless in tshuva, to achieve godless in Torah, to achieve godless in Yiras Shamayim, to achieve godless in Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, Ahavas Klal Yisrael, Ahavas everything. And B'zat Hashem, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, we see our greatness. Please, you see our greatness also. Let's be together again. Let's be one again. Let's go to the place where that relationship was so clear. The Harabayas, the Har Yira'ed, the place where we see God. And Be'ezat Hashem, this should be a year that this year that our eyes should see not just the Yerushalayim, the Schus that we have to see now, the Yerushalayim that we have, but to be able to see the Yerushalayim that is a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. B'imheiro v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Ay na 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 ya 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 ay na 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 na
Hashiveinu, Hashem Melecho, Hashem Melecho ben Ashuva. Kadesh Ameinu, Kadesh Ameinu, Kadesh Ameinu. Hashem Melecho ben Ashuva, Kadesh Ameinu Yameinu Kegeder.
Oy Hashiveinu Hashem Melecho, Hashem Melecho ben Ashuva, Kadesh Ameinu Yameinu
Hashiveinu Hashem Melecho, Hashem Melecho ben Ashuva, Kadesh Ameinu Yameinu Kegeder. Hashiveinu Hashem Melecho, Hashem Melecho ben Ashuva, Kadesh Ameinu.
Hell, bro. We gotta go learn the Torah. So we have
Yeah, it's mine.